Welcome to episode one of Spicy Fruit.
Oh yeah, after 18 years, we finally made a podcast channel.
That is correct.
Oh yeah.
We're going to be talking about a lot of things, like our intrusive thoughts. I have a lot.
Just our random thoughts. We're going to be able to just talk. It's not going to be scripted. It's not going to be like trying to like fake energy for a camera.
I like this.
I feel like on camera,
you have to perform.
Yeah, we have to perform. It's more like on camera, it's ADHD. Here, 84K. Let's go.
84K. Yeah. How was your weekend, bro? What'd you do this weekend? What do you do when you don't see me?
I used to box, but it's been a while. I haven't boxed in a while.
Mm.
So I don't know. I just hang out with my girlfriend most of the time, Alexis.
Yep.
So yesterday she was on set all day.
Okay.
So I was by myself. And it's a rarity. Usually I'm at work. Or I'm with her. So if I don't have work and she's not there, I don't know what to do with myself. So I did laundry. I washed the dog. I ran
a
few miles. Cleaned up. Took the trash out. Just kind of house stuff, I guess.
Do you masturbate?
I have, yeah.
By yourself?
What do you mean by myself? Do you masturbate with other people?
Yeah.
No.
No. I don't know. I just wanted to
say. Is that what you do in your free time?
No. My days are kind of boring, bro. I run, I golf, watch anime, sleep.
So we're the same person then.
Eat.
You just have longer hair.
I guess.
Yeah.
Dude, in your 30s, you just want to just get home as early as possible.
Yep.
You want to eat dinner as early as possible.
Someone asked me one time, they said, what is your goal in life?
Mm.
And my response was, I was like 5.
Yeah.
My teacher asked me that.
Mm-hmm.
I said, listen here, bitch. No, I didn't say that. I said, what was it? Miss Oldham. Miss Oldham. This is my first grade teacher. She said, what do you want to do when you get older? Or what do you want to do with your life? I was like, I just want to do everything I have to do in order to do nothing.
That's a good goal. You said that when you were 5?
Yeah.
You were very wise, sir.
I was like, I just want to do all the work I have to do. I want to get everything done so I can get to doing nothing faster.
But the thing is, would you do nothing though?
No, I wouldn't do nothing, but I don't have to do anything.
Mm.
Like, I wonder if I could retire at like 40, that'd be awesome.
And do nothing, meaning
I just spend time with the family, spend time with the kids, spend time with my wife, spend time with the dog, watch anime as long as I want.
So that was a very smart 5-year-old answer.
Yeah, I know, right? I didn't even realize until I got older.
You know what I said when my kindergarten teacher asked me that?
Mm.
I said astronaut.
How's that going?
Not good. I was very disillusioned.
You're probably closer
five.
Than you were when you were 5, though.
Being an astronaut? Yeah. I could actually try to.
Yeah.
But not anymore. I have a very bad motion sickness.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
Yeah. It's very, very bad. Unless you clean your ears.
We went on that cruise one time.
Yeah. But I was sick the whole time. My motion sickness is bad.
Really?
You know why? Because I don't clean my ears. Apparently, cleaning your ears resolves into...
How often do you have to clean your ears?
I don't.
How do you clean your ears?
There's the equipment nowadays where you shove it in your ears, a camera, and there's a light, and you scrape it. You're supposed to do that like once a week.
What?
That's what I'm saying.
Once a week?
That's what I'm saying.
I use Q-tips once a week, and you're not supposed to.
You're not supposed to use Q-tips.
What am I supposed to do? How do cavemen clean their ears?
It's supposed to clean itself naturally. That's what I'm saying.
How do cavemen clean their ears? With their pinkies?
With their feet? I don't know. All right, there's one thing I want to discuss. Get this out the way. We're going to just lay the hatchet down in this podcast, okay?
Mm.
Over the past month, we have been concerned about your hygiene.
Yes.
All right. So we're going to end it here. Not talk about it ever again after this.
Okay, this is the last time.
This is the last time.
All right.
I just want to make sure.
Mm.
First of all, are you okay?
Mm-hmm. Clean?
No, just okay. Like mentally?
Yeah. Most of the time.
Okay, same.
Okay.
So, soap. How is your soaping nowadays?
I soap a little bit more since I've been berated by the world.
Okay.
But I still don't think it's enough.
Soap.
Yeah.
For you guys watching, listening, we talked about this on a previous Spicy Fruit episode where we found out Alex doesn't use soap.
I do.
You don't.
Like once a week, twice a week, 3 times a week maybe.
That's not enough.
Yes, it is, man. I just feel like big brands, they convinced us that we need more soap.
Mm.
Like, I don't think we're as dirty as people think. Like, people that wash their clothes after one use, I'm like, okay, you wore that shirt from like 8 a.m. until 8 p.m., but did you get sweaty? Did you get gross? Did you wear deodorant? You're fine.
You're saying you reuse your clothes as well?
No, but like if I wear, especially hoodies,
okay.
I wear a hoodie like 10 times before I wash it. If I don't spill anything on it, I didn't get sweaty in it,
mm-hmm.
I'll wear it a bunch. Same with jeans. Like, mm-hmm. I rarely wash jeans. I'll do it like once every like 30 uses.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't feel like we're as dirty as people think.
So what constitutes as dirty to you? Like, man, Roy's dirty.
I think you'd have to smell bad. You'd have to have, I don't know. Like, it's just, I don't think we're dirty. I don't think humans are that dirty. Because caveman people, they didn't use soap all the time. They're fine. They made it.
You know what constitutes dirty to me?
What?
The smell, like you said. I do a simple smell check.
Yeah,
you smell. You go close to someone, like probably 2 feet away. You go like this, very subtly. And if they don't smell like anything, they're clean.
Yeah.
But if they smell like, you know, mold or sweat or like outside.
Yeah.
Then that's, you got to take a shower.
How do you smell like outside?
What do you mean, how do you smell like outside? You how just go outside, and you know how people, when someone goes outside and they come back in, they smell like outside. It's called the outside smell.
What, why are you saying it like that's a thing?
That's
like,
that oh, is
it's
a thing.
It's called
the outside smell.
So every outside smells the same?
Most of the time, especially when it's super sunny, you never get that. Where someone goes outside, it's probably a hot sunny day, or just a sunny day in general, come in, they just smell like outside, or they smell like the sun.
You can't smell like the sun.
You can't smell like the sun, because it's like a distinct smell.
How do you smell like the sun? What is it, the sun, the heat? You smell like heat?
So you're saying you've never smelt the sun. You've never smelt someone who came from outside.
No.
What do you...
Smelling like the sun would be like smelling someone that is slightly cooked. So that means
yes,
you're attracted to the smell of human meat, and you want to eat them.
I don't want to
A little bit.
Look, I'm just saying, some people smell like outside. I don't want to eat meat.
Yeah, but if you smell like the sun, that means you're slightly cooked. Just the epidermis. Just the outside. So that means like, I like the smell of sun.
Okay, maybe that's why people smell like outside. Because the sun kills the skin cells and it becomes dry. And what
so
you're smelling...
So then why would you need soap? If the sun cleans you.
The sun doesn't clean you. Bro, the sun kills... your skin cells, and it's dry skin, and that's what causes the bacteria in your skin, and you want to rinse that off.
Would you eat a human 6-ounce steak?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Like a small, okay, 4-ounce, 4-ounce steak, human, they died of natural causes. Would you eat that steak for monies?
For money?
Yeah.
How much would dog in it?
I don't know, it's up to you. Okay, would you eat a 4-ounce steak for $1 million? Human steak,
human
natural
steak.
Causes.
Natural causes. Did they say I can eat them?
They didn't know. But it's a, it's like
did
a...
Did the family know I was going to eat them?
No.
So I'm just going to eat this 4-ounce steak for money.
Well, they donated their body to science. They didn't know what it was going to be used for.
Oh, for science.
Yeah.
For science. I would do it for science.
So for $1 million, you'd eat a 4-ounce steak.
For science?
Human
oh,
steak.
Absolutely. I would devour that human.
Okay, what if they donated their body to science?
Okay.
But their last words were, don't eat me. And for $1 billion this time.
For $1 billion, I would eat that.
Even if they said, hey, don't eat me.
I would definitely eat that human being. It's $1 billion, dude.
I would too. I would do it for like $10,000.
Is that illegal, eating human?
I don't know. It's like getting a car part from a junkyard for your car. It's like, they're not using it anymore.
So it's not illegal to eat a human being.
I think it'd be
being.
Fine.
So I would eat a human being, actually.
I would eat one.
Yeah. I'm curious now.
You think you would be able to tell the difference?
Between a human and like a cow?
Yeah. If you season it the same way, cook it the same way?
Probably. What
Probably.
Do you think humans taste like?
I don't know, because I bet I could tell the difference between a horse and a cow.
Oh, absolutely.
So I could probably tell the difference between human.
What do you think humans taste like?
I feel like we're not going to be good.
What do you mean?
I bet we're not tasty.
My thighs are great. It's
juicy.
Yeah,
but compared to a cow's thigh or a horse's thigh?
You don't
thigh?
Know that. What if it's actually the best meat you ever had in your mouth, dude?
I hate to say it, but I feel like some animals are made to be eaten. So like they're bigger, they're thicker. They're like, they're made for the predators. And I guess we're the main predator, so.
Are we going to get in trouble? Do we get in trouble? People going to podcast get in trouble? For what? Saying that we want to eat?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if we could get.
I don't want to eat anybody. I would never eat a human.
I would never. For the record, I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
Just hypothetically, and we're just placed on these scenarios. I would definitely eat a human being.
Yeah. I would. For money, I would eat it, but only on the podcast. Off the podcast, I probably wouldn't.
Look, there's some scenarios where I would definitely eat a human, though.
Yeah.
Like one, consent. Yeah. You know, it's all about consent nowadays. Eat me. All right.
All right.
I would definitely eat that human being, like, so good. Mm-hmm. And two, for science. That's the only two reasons. Consent and science.
My guy.
Is that correct?
That's good, yeah. Consent and science.
I use soap every day. Every day. Morning, nighttime.
How many times? Count through your day. You wake up.
I wake up. I shower. Soap. With soap.
Soap.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's one soap usage. Then you probably ta-e.
I poop, hey, whatever.
And then you wash your hands?
Wash two hands. Soaps. Okay.
Do you wash your face separately?
I wash my face in the shower.
Separately with different soap?
With a different soap.
That's three soaps.
I have another soap for my face.
What?
It's like a cleanser and an oil.
Four soaps. That's and like then a, how many times you wash your hands throughout the day, you think?
Depends. Probably three, four times.
So that's six times. And then
nighttime shower, absolutely.
Seven and then times. You use the but soaps again. Normal. You use the other two, the face soaps again.
Why are you acting like this? Why are you acting like this is wrong?
I'm not. It's just a lot, man. That's not. I feel a lot. Like you don't need it. I feel like you're killing the natural barriers that your body creates to protect you from dementors and stuff.
What do you have proof?
I just feel like you don't need it that much.
So you're saying your body just cleanses itself naturally from what?
From main things.
How does it cleanse itself naturally?
I secretions.
From
like. I just don't feel like. Look, so like, do you clean your car when it gets really dirty, or you clean it when it gets a little dirty?
Like dirty.
Like dirty, dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like you have to get to like. I feel like most people clean their body after they get 5% dirty. I will do it when I get 50% dirty, or like 30% dirty.
Okay.
Which is a big difference.
What you're saying is. You don't have to.
You don't have to shower as much as you think. I mean, shower is good. You don't have to soap as much as you think.
So just
the water gets off the stuff, the little stuff.
Okay.
And then shampoo and conditioner sometimes. I do like once a week.
Deep question. Now that we're talking about this, what does soap do?
It gets dirt off.
I actually don't know. Yeah, like what does it actually do?
Like, how often do you come in contact with dirt anyways?
Every day.
You touch dirt every day?
You go outside, that's the sun.
Yeah, but do you touch dirt? Do you touch dirt?
It's in the microbiomes in the air, bro.
But do you touch dirt?
I don't touch dirt.
Me either.
Sometimes when I have to maybe accidentally, like, drop my keys, like, oh, dirt.
Yeah.
But there's dirt in the air.
Think about parts of your body. What touches the ground outside your house on your body?
My shoes.
Okay, but that's not your body.
Okay.
So how often do you touch the ground outside of your house?
Sometimes my butt. That's my pants.
Yeah, that's your
pants.
When
I sit down on the ground,
that's your pants. Unless you put your hands down.
So you're saying you're protected at all costs.
I rarely touch the ground.
But there's dirt in the air. That's what I'm saying. It's not about the ground. It's not like you roll on the ground. Like,
is there dirt in the air?
There's dirt in the air.
There's dust?
There's dust. That is dirt.
But that, I don't think it'll stick to you. I think it just kind of deflects.
You don't know that. You don't see it. You want to get a microscope?
Yeah, but you don't know that either. You don't see it.
I don't see it.
Okay.
So you're saying if you don't see it, it didn't happen?
I'm lost.
I am too. What I'm saying, there is dirt in the air.
How often do you...
What?
Wash your hands after the bathroom?
Every time. I mean, it depends. Sometimes I'm lazy. I just wash the tip of my fingers. Like, you know.
What if you don't touch anything?
If I don't touch anything? Yeah. I still do. It's dirty. Really? It's the bathroom. So we got the actual definition of what soap does. It pulls the dirt from the water into the soap.
But what? I don't come in contact with dirt that much. But we're back on the hands. We're back on the hands. You wash your hands after every time you use the bathroom?
Yes.
Every time? Even every if time. You go to the urinal, you don't touch anything. You just unbutton and just
look,
go.
Think about it this way.
And then you flush with your elbow or with your foot. Still wash your hands?
Think about it this way. Just like there's dirt in the air.
Yeah.
There's also dirt in the bathroom. What kind of dirt? Shit. Shit dirt. There's shit dirt in the bathroom. Yes.
So why do we not wear face masks when we go in there? You're only worried about the outside, not the inside?
Face mask what?
In the bathroom, you should wear a face mask. You don't want to breathe in other people's fecal matter.
That's why you hold your breath whenever you go.
Don't. The whole time.
Why are you making this difficult? I'm just trying to tell
I'm
you.
I'm just trying to say that I don't think people are as dirty as people as we think.
I don't think so either. But it's nice to have a nice shower. That's yeah. what I'm saying.
I do shower, and then I shower every day.
So when you shower and don't use soap, you feel satisfied leaving yeah. the shower?
Yeah.
Just because you rinsed yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, you wash your butt? How often do you wash your butt?
Whenever I use soap.
So, not all the time.
No, I don't wash so my butt have, every single day.
You have a dirty ass.
No, I don't have a dirty ass. How when it gets dirty, I use soap.
How often do you poop?
Every day.
And you don't use soap on your butt every day?
But do any animals do that?
But
no animals use soap.
We are different from animals.
We're better?
We are better.
We're the better animal. We're better than dogs and cats. They don't matter because we're better.
I think we're the best animal in the planet.
Do you think that they think that too?
They think so.
You're disregarding their feelings? Like if elephants think they're the best, you're like, no, you're not the best. You're beneath us. You're inferior. We're superior. We use soap. You can't, yeah.
I think just because we have a cleaner ass, we are better. I'm saying. I don't know about you, but.
So you think all animals have dirty butts?
Yeah, they don't wash their butts. What, you see an elephant take a shit and they use toilet paper? No.
Because they can't reach it.
They have a long ass nose.
You think they can reach it?
They can tickle their ass with their nose if they anytime.
They probably wipe like I do.
How do you wipe?
From the front.
What do you mean from the front?
Because they can't go back. They have to go from the front if they could wipe.
Oh, front. Like?
Like an elephant. Okay. You know their trunk is hanging in the front.
Okay.
So they have to reach under because they can't reach their trunk over their head all the way to the back.
Yes.
So that's how I wipe through the front too. I pick up my junk
mm-hmm.
with my left hand.
Okay.
And I wipe with my right hand.
Uh-huh.
And then there's the hole, right? You know the hole?
Yes.
And then I go probably like an inch behind the hole and then an inch in front of the hole.
Why in front of the hole? So you get your whole like butt crack all
well, not
like...
in front of the hole. Yeah. I just like kind of like scoop and then I kind of scoop up. At the hole.
At the hole.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why is that weird?
So you're spreading your shit all over your butt, basically.
No.
Yes.
It's the same
you
way.
You said an inch back, an inch
yeah,
front.
Yeah, but to make so sure I get everything.
Yeah, but you're smearing it even more.
No, I'm going forward. But wait, it's the same thing you do from the back.
I don't do that. I go backwards.
Yeah, like the same thing. Yeah. How far past the hole do you go?
I don't. It's usually on the hole.
Yeah, same.
You said an inch past the hole.
I don't know measurements of my downstairs area. I've only seen it twice.
Who saw it? You did?
I saw it.
How?
Remember Escape the Night?
Yeah.
Me and Bretman Rock were on there together and we're hanging out
yeah.
and, after the shoot. And it's like 4 a.m. or 3 a.m. at that time.
Okay.
And so I started asking some questions and I got some answers. I was like, what? I don't remember how we got on the topic, but I was just curious about things.
Okay.
And I was like, hey man, can you just tell me, we're good friends, can you just tell me some stuff I've been wondering, I don't know who to ask. He's like, yeah. I was like, what's a douche do?
What is a douche?
A douche is like a guy named Brad at any frat. If there's a guy at a frat named Brad, he's probably a douche.
Is it like a little sippy cup for your butthole?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Like it just squirts and then just yep. cleans your butt? Okay, yep. cool.
I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
I thought it was, I don't even remember what I thought it was,
mm-hmm.
but he was like, oh yeah, it's just like a bottle and you squirt. He's like, I have a travel one. I was like, what? So he pulled out the travel one and all it was a little cap that can screw onto any water bottle.
Oh.
And then you just put it up there. This is how he told me. He said, okay, so you get it and then you put it there and then you squeeze and then you have to hold it. And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, you have to squeeze, you have to clench. And I was like, and why? And he's like, so the water doesn't come out.
Mm.
And I was like, and then what? And he's like, then you gotta shake it a little bit. And I was like, what? No way. You squeeze the water in there, uh-huh. you clench, you shake, and then you let it go.
And then it cleans it.
Yeah, he said it's important.
That's how you clean your butt. Is that like?
That's how you clean it internally.
Oh.
Yeah. But I feel like, dude, butt's not, I mean, I feel like, we should have human mechanisms in our genomes that keep us clean, right?
No, that's why you use Earth.
Hmm?
Earth.
How do you use Earth?
You use anything from Earth to clean you. That's why we are gifted with Mother Earth. and we use her resources to clean us.
Am I gross?
I don't think you are, but
I don't think so.
I think so, maybe now a little bit. I didn't think you were gross like a year ago, but now you're probably like 30% gross now.
Have you ever douched?
No, but
me either. I feel like we should.
For a video?
We could. No, we should just like after, like whenever we're hanging out, I'll just bring some over. We'll have some wine.
So douche. It's basically a bidet, except the douche is in your butt.
Yeah.
You plug the douche in your butt and then you squirt it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the difference.
It's like water ball. Brandon said it's good because, not all the time, it's not good all the time, but sometimes it's good because it gets rid of like stuff on like the inner wall layers and like steak and gum that's been there for years that got stuck. Okay. And I was like, for real?
Yeah, human steak in there, yeah.
Yeah.
Understood. I wash my butt all the time. I'm just letting you know. I use my finger. Usually my ring finger, I put a little bit of soap.
Like
and
Cardi B, like she said?
Yeah, not all the way in, but just like the rim.
Oh yeah, yeah, well I do that with water. I go like that, like in the shower, but.
Yeah, but you remember, soap?
I use soap twice a week, probably.
You need soap. Soap, we got the definition. Soap attracts dirt from the water to the soap and rinses it.
That includes poop?
That includes poop. Poop is bacteria, any bacteria. The world is full of bacteria.
Okay, I'll wash my butt more.
Okay. You can send me a video. I want to see that you're doing it right.
Okay.
All right.
I'll put the camera on the inside so you can get the butthole point of view.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Use an ear cleaner. You ever see the ear cleaner where the camera just put
it
in?
I'll put it in backwards so you can see that. And then the wiping frontwards is okay?
You can do anything you want.
Okay.
There's like no right way to do things, but there's like recommendations.
Yeah.
But it's up to you. You live your life. Moral of the story, live your life.
Yeah.
Use soap? You don't use soap?
I never smell bad. I never look dirty.
You smell bad sometimes.
No, I don't!
When, after you work out, but that's why.
Yeah, that's why.
Yes.
I use soap.
You smell normal.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
Unless you're like, gotta work out. Yes, then you shower. You shower all the time after your workout, yeah?
Have I come to work after a workout and you were like, in your head, you're like...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Same?
You're like, ooh.
You sit next to me at the conference.
You're like, you smell like workout.
Dang, bored.
Yeah, but you're fine. I'm cool with it. All
right.
You're gonna think about this for the next 2 days now.
I don't really feel like I stink. Sometimes when I'm like in bed and then I like have my arm up and I'm like, whoa.
You don't smell. You don't smell at all.
But that's because like I use the gel deodorant. You use the solid?
I don't use deodorant. I use soap. It's better.
You don't use deodorant?
I don't use deodorant. Because all you gotta do is use soap on your armpits, scratch a little bit, kill all the dead bacteria, and it's good. That's all you need. Deodorant, that's the thing. Deodorants.
Big brands did that
so they can trap the bacteria in your armpits so when the deodorant actually goes away, it ends up smelling again and you have to reapply and reapply. And then when you run out of the deodorant, you have to buy more deodorant. The solution is to just rinse it with soap.
I feel like all the comments on every podcast episode is just going to be correcting us. And we know the world a certain way and it's wrong.
No, I'm correct.
Always?
Yes. I'm pretty sure that's how you do it.
So you would eat a human steak?
Yes.
For $1 million?
Yeah.
But what if their last dying words was like, don't eat me?
Then I won't eat them. I have to respect, like I said.
But it's for $1 million. They won't know. How are they going to know? How would they know?
Like I said, two conditions to eat a human. Consent and for science. He said, don't eat me. I can't.
For $1 billion.
No, not science. And he said, no.
Yeah, but he doesn't even know. How's he going to know?
The family will. I don't know.
No, why would they know?
I don't know, man.
You're not going to eat it.
I don't have this consent. And it's not for science. That's it. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but you do have his consent to not eat him.
Yeah,
but
that's still a consent. To not eat him, yeah.
but it still counts as consent.
No!
Fine!
No!
Okay, would you eat me?
Yes!
All right, if I die,
yes,
I want you to eat a part of me.
Okay.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
You want me to film it? Like, hey, this is Alex Wasabi.
No, just keep a personal thing.
Okay, personal.
Yeah,
sorry,
just by
guys.
Yourself. Don't tell anybody. Just, you gotta like... When I'm like casket, you have to go up and you have to pretend you're gonna kiss me on the forehead and cut a piece off.
Oh, where? Your forehead?
I'm gonna just cut your forehead. No one's gonna know.
No, you gotta cut like I don't know, but. No, we'll get a contract signed.
That's only,
I'll have my lawyer. I'll have consent. You can eat a part of me.
That's only if you die first.
Yeah.
If I die first, I can't do that.
Yeah, because you're dead.
Yeah.
So you want me to eat you?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay, we'll have a contract. And then when you do eat me or I eat you, we both taste it for real. We cook it perfectly. We taste it. And then out loud, you have to say 1 out of 10. And then I'll hear it. I'll be like, oh.
Why don't we just do that while we're alive?
Because I need that.
Oh, that's true. Not even a small portion of your thigh.
Just one bite? Like a little more?
Just like
a
little.
Why is my mouth watering? No! No! Is yours?
A little bit. I'm like, ooh, what's this full taste like?
Oh, no.
Just cut a little bit.
You'll be like.
And then they can sew it back up.
Oh, okay.
I'll give you my filet mignon.
Oh, a little medallion.
A medallion.
A little filet medallion. Yeah.
What part of my body doesn't affect my other parts, you think?
I feel like every part is needed.
I feel like you don't need, like,
oh, how about we eat each other's spleens? Huh? We both get them taken out, our spleens.
Is that, we need our spleens, right?
I don't think so.
Appendix. We don't need appendix.
Appendix.
Okay.
You know that I read an article on that. They were trying to figure out what the appendix for and nobody knew.
Mm.
And everyone's like, what is it for? And they think we just evolved past it. Like, we needed it back in the day, and then we evolved past it. But then I could be completely wrong. But then they realized what it was. It was like a backup of good bacteria. It's like, oh, if you're fighting and they needed extra help, it would send out...
From the appendix.
It's like the backup. Yeah, it's like the cavalry.
Oh. So it's like, go.
Heard. Or I might be wrong. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, here's the plan.
Okay.
Statistically... One of us, or both of us, will probably have our appendix taken out at some point. Because my dad did.
My dad did, too.
Your dad did, too. I think, like, it's very common to have to get your appendix out.
Okay.
We're going to take it from the hospital.
Can they do that?
I don't know.
You can be like, I guess you can make a special request. Like,
yeah, you could.
Please.
I tried to keep my teeth when I got, a tooth pulled or something like that. And I was like, can I have that? And they're like, no.
Why? That's
I don't know.
They're saying they own you.
I guess it's probably like they get in trouble or something. I don't know, but we gotta figure out how to get the appendix from the doctor.
That's only if we have to get it taken out.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of us will have to, and then we'll split it.
Yeah. Okay. We'll split it.
Yeah, we both try it.
So I'm eating myself too, or you're eating yourself.
If you want to,
I could try.
I'll try it.
I don't think appendix would taste good though. I want like the good meat, like the thigh.
We gotta change the topic. My mouth is watering. It's freaking me out.
All right, that's
freaking me out.
Okay. Laundry. How you do your laundry? When you use your underwear, do you use it again the next day?
That and socks are the things that I'll clean after one use. Well, actually, sometimes I wear a sock again.
Yes.
I didn't do anything that day. Especially if I was like, went to dinner that night and I changed to a new outfit, and I wore a sock for like 3 hours.
Yep.
I'll wear it again tomorrow.
This is the same with my underwear. Like if I didn't poop that day, or I didn't accidentally pee in my underwear. Because you know when you pee sometimes, you get the extra pee just leaking.
I don't.
Well, sometimes when I pee and I'm done, I put my underwear on and then like, oh shit, there's more.
Really?
Yes.
But...
Does this happen to you?
We're in our 30s.
I know.
You don't have control over that? You haven't mastered your body yet?
I don't know. But all I'm saying is sometimes when I pee... And I think I'm done. I put my underwear on. I start peeing again.
That looked like a lot. That motion down your leg looked like a lot of pee.
Sometimes it drips down my thighs. That is why I never wear khakis.
If, which it rarely happens.
Sure.
If that does happen to me, it's like a drop or two drops or three drops. Never going down my leg.
That's why I don't wear khakis. All right. Sometimes.
That's why you always wear black pants?
Yes.
Oh.
Sometimes dark. I don't know. Because one time... I was wearing like really light brown pants for like a wedding. Not my wedding.
Yeah.
But for another wedding, I used the bathroom and I just did it. Straight up did it. You saw marks here.
Yeah.
So I was in the bathroom just getting paper towels, just trying to pat dry it or whatever. And blowing it dry. I don't know if it's conditioned. Maybe I can't control my pee-pee or whatever. But that's normal to me.
Huh.
And I don't know why. I think it's because whenever I try to pee... I try to race the flush. You ever do that? You pee, and you flush before, like, oh, pee, 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 pee. Yep.
I never win either. I always do it too early.
Yeah. So maybe it's just the muscle contracting or something doing that. Who knows?
So, okay, I got a question. So sure. You know how you try to race the pee, right?
Yeah.
You try to race it, and you're like, oh, you flush, and then you try to finish peeing by the time the water goes away.
Yes, exactly.
And how often do you not, you don't win? There's still, like, a little bit of pee after the flush.
Oh, like, probably... to be honest, 50-50. Like 50-50. Yeah, yeah.
So, what do you do with the extra pee?
I flush it.
Do you look at it and you're like...
No one's gonna know. No, I always flush it.
Really?
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, oh, it didn't change the water, color of the water that much. Do I want to waste another gallon of water that could go to preciousness? Like to fish or to like future babies? I'm like, do I want to waste another gallon of water for this little bit of pee that probably won't be noticed?
So that was you then.
Well, usually it's clear.
I was like, why is the color is like light yellow?
Yeah, yeah.
That was you.
But sometimes it depends on how hydrated I am. If I'm super hydrated, you can't even see it.
You gotta flush it. That is
even
disgusting.
If it's like four drops?
Yes.
Why? Nobody's gonna touch it.
Courtesy. If you're living alone, yeah, that's fine. But like...
But who's gonna get in there and touch the pee? Or touch the water.
Know. What if someone takes a shit and then the water goes to your butthole? Now you got piss on the butthole.
We got to laundry. How did we get back to pee and poop?
Because I'm talking about my disorder, I guess, of how I be with myself.
Well, speaking of laundry.
Yep.
I saw my ex Lauren this weekend at a mutual friend's birthday party. Mm-hmm. Me and my girlfriend Alexis, we were there. And then her and her fiance, Jeremy, were also there. And so we're catching up. Wild Till 9 is their podcast. Go check it out if you haven't. You probably already have. But we were getting a lot of podcast tips from them because I'm like, who's going to want to hear us talk? But now that we're like 45 minutes or 30 minutes into this, I'm like, this is fun.
You're just going off tangents. Cool. Especially with this dude.
What?
You just have random thoughts.
Yeah, and you got your job really back in.
You know what he said earlier? He's like, you ever smell a cow and you feel like eating him? I'm like, what? What did you think of that? No, I have never smelled a cow like, oh, you're going to be a good beef.
No. I meant in the sun. Like, if you smell, it's a hot day, you walk by a cow field.
No. Never. I smell a pig. Good bacon.
Yeah.
No.
See? Never. Okay, but back to the story. So, Lauren and Jeremy, they were there and we were catching up. I haven't seen them in a long time, probably like a year, over a year, I don't know. So, they're giving us tips, and then somehow we got on, they're like, what would you talk about? And I was like, oh, well, we would talk about probably like the soap conversation, we never did a podcast on it.
Yep.
And they're like, oh, and then we started talking about laundry, and Jeremy's like, how often do you do laundry? I was like, I don't do very much laundry.
Sure.
I'm not very good at it, I don't even separate whites and colors, because like, you know, I think everybody's equal. So, I was
It's true.
So then I was like, yeah, I don't do much laundry. And he was like, bro, her either. She sucks at laundry. And then she reminded me of a story I haven't even thought about in forever. But when we first started dating, I went to go visit her in Canada.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, oh, Jeremy, you know, he's the one that taught me about the lint part. The lint.
For the dryer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to her place and she was doing laundry and I was helping her. So I took out the lint thing, the lint, what's it called?
The lint disposal, I guess.
Lint catcher?
But you...
Lint trap.
So I took it out, I was like, whoa! I opened it, it was just... Pfft. I was like, what? I was like, what is this? And she's like, what is that? And I was like, this is the lint thing. How come it looks like it's like... This is the most dense, like, the most lint I've ever seen. She's like, are you supposed to empty that?
You're supposed to.
I think she lived there for like a year or over a year. And she's never once... knew about that.
That can cause the dryer to get a fire. Yes.
Yeah, and then I bet, I would eat that dryer.
What?
No. Yeah, that's crazy, right?
Yeah.
And then we started talking about soap. And Jeremy was like, you wash your face? I was like, bar soap. And he's like, that's better than me. I don't use soap at all on my face.
Mm.
And I was like, what? And we were both like, yo, that's crazy. I thought I was bad. That's even worse. And he's like, yeah. And then he was like, Lauren, you know that he has a better face cleaning routine than I do? And she was like, yep. And we're both like, oh, she does know.
Huh?
Like, she would know all that. I was like, whoa, she knows both these things.
Oh.
It was just a crazy, that was crazy. But we got a lot of tips from them on podcasting.
What was number one tip?
They said the random stuff, the random stories are the more important things. They said they were talking about like something like relationships or something. Then they went on a tangent about worms, and they said that was the best part of the podcast because they just like to hear what you would normally talk about. And I was okay, that's a good tip.
Well, if you people listening and watching have any tips, let us know in the comments. Like, let us really know. Like, do you like us talking about eating humans? I really don't know.
Man, I think it's good. I don't like that my mouth waters when we talk about that.
Well, did you just...
Yeah, like, I gotta, really like... Did? Like...
The only human good. I would eat is you. I have your consent, no?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Eat me.
Not now. Jeez. Oh, my goodness, dude. Glad. Okay, so we're gonna put an end to this soap thing for you. Should you use soap?
You know what? Honest? Okay. I use soap. But full body soap is what I thought we were talking about. Full body soap. Like, I'll do soap on my hands real quick, and then boom, 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 done.
So, yes.
That's like, more common. But full body soap, that's, like, once or twice a week.
All right, ultimate question. Is soap good for you?
I believe so. But I don't think it's as needed as big brands want us to think.
Okay, so there you
have
it.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, though.
No, I get it. Some people have preferences on how they cleanse and hygiene. It's not bad. He uses soap. Alex uses soap, everyone. So there we go. Conversation ended.
Done.
We have debunked it. Alex uses soap.
If we go on other podcasts, don't ask me about soap because it's coughing in the nail right now.
Yes, but ask me why I pee myself sometimes because I really want to know.
You should probably maybe get some more control. Do some Kegels.
I do.
You do?
Sometimes.
I should. I've never consistently done Kegels. I wonder if...
It's good for your butthole, right? You don't want a loose butthole.
Why not?
Because you shit yourself.
Well, you have a loose pee hole.
But I don't think Kegels would help the pee hole.
You don't like
Kegels are more like if you fart, you shit yourself. It stops that from happening.
I thought Kegels were the front muscles.
Kegels are also back. Oh. I don't know what Kegels are. I just know someone told me to do Kegels because I shit myself too much.
What you got in your pockets?
I don't know. A microphone?
I got my phone.
I got a banana phone.
Why?
You gifted this to me. Yeah, How do you know why?
Have it on you at all times?
At work? What if someone needs me at work? I'd just be like, hey, mushy, mushy.
Oh, I have chapstick. What else you got? They got to get to know us. I want them to know what we carry on us most of the time.
I got my wallet. Yeah, I have your wallet.
No, I don't have my wallet.
My wallet.
I only have one more thing. Oh, Gushers.
Oh, you love it.
Are you out? Your pockets empty?
My pockets are empty.
Oh, wow. You don't carry much on you.
Yeah, I have a lot of pockets too.
How do you think our first podcast went?
I think we did okay.
I think we did good too.
I mean,
it's interesting stuff for me.
I'm sure there are a lot of things we can improve on.
Yeah.
But we don't know. So we'll allow the audience to decipher that for us.
Do you watch podcasts or listen to them?
I do.
You listen or watch?
I listen to them, usually my commute here. More of like educational and like business.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our first podcast as much as we did. Let us know what we can improve on. Should we get the mics like this, like people have, like that hang?
Mm-hmm.
Should we get headphones? Just, they don't have to be connected. They just look cool, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's why people wear them on podcasts.
Yeah.
They don't really need them.
What guests do you want us to bring in? Because we have a separate couch on the other side of this set. So we're down to talk to guests and see who they are and get their intrusive thoughts too.
Yeah.
Do you think they will eat human?
I think so. I think most people would try it.
All right, cool. See you next week.
Yeah.
See you next Friday.
Mm.
I'm Alex.
I'm Roy.
And we are Spice of Fruit.